Okay, this is August 3rd, 1994, and I'm in Massapequa, Long Island, New York, with Helen Skolnick, who came from Poland in 1921, when she was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And you came through Ellis Island then, and you stayed there for a few days.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service. And I see you have a lot to say, so we'll start at the beginning in Poland, and then we'll go right through what happened in your life. First, let's start, if you tell me your birth date, the date you were born.
I don't know the exact date.
I have here on this questionnaire, March 15th, 1901.
Yeah.
That was when. Okay, now where in Poland were you born?
Kielce.
Do you know how to spell it?
Kielce. K. I don't know how to spell this.
Okay, Kielce. Okay, did you live in Kielce up until the time when you left for this country?
Yeah, I was born in
Kielce. Okay, tell me about Kielce. What kind of a... Was it a big town? Was it a small village?
That's
a
big city.
It was a big city. And what was your father's name?
Isidore.
And his last name?
Goldberg.
That was your maiden name.
Yeah.
And what was your mother's first name and her maiden name? Do you remember?
My mother's name? Gietl. But I don't know the second name.
The maiden name. Okay. And you had brothers and sisters in Poland?
Yes, I had.
Were you the oldest child?
I am the oldest.
Okay. And can you tell me your brothers and sisters' names? They came after you?
After me?
Yeah, you were born first.
Yeah.
And then who came next?
Joe,
and then who? Let's see, I think you have this on here. Harry?
Yeah, Harry.
And then Tilly?
Tilly, yeah.
Willie?
Billy.
Molly. And Hilda?
Hilda.
Is that all your...
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters? Uh-huh. Were you closest to any particular member of the family?
Yes, I stayed in my Uncle Louis' house.
In this country?
In this country, because he took me to work from his house.
Okay, but when you were a little girl and you were growing up in Poland?
Yes.
Do you remember the house you lived in there?
How, what?
The house?
Yeah. Because my father was a tailor. He needed a couple of rooms for working. So it wasn't a bad house.
So he had a couple of rooms in the house that he used for a shop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you have grandparents who lived around where you lived?
Yeah. I had grandparents living further by the border, by the German border.
Did you ever visit them?
Yes. I visited them, then I came to the United States.
Oh. But when you were a little girl, did you see them?
No.
No. How about your other set of grandparents? Did you see them when you were a little girl?
No, I was always busy helping my father.
I see. What did you do to help your father?
I was sewing.
Oh, you were sewing. Were you making clothing?
Yeah, no.
So you were sewing what, men's clothing? You were men's clothing?
Yeah, he gave me the part that had to be done by hand, but he had machines that he worked.
So what did you do? What parts had to be done by hand?
Well, certain parts you got to baste out first. You know what basting means.
Uh-huh.
And then then it's all wasted. You got to go to the presser. You got to go a whole thing that has to be finished already. I used to help him.
Uh-huh. Did you like doing that?
Yes, it wasn't bad.
Uh-huh. And how about other chores around the house? Did you have other things that you had to do?
Well, in the house, I had to help my aunt helping Kitty. She had small children. I helped her when I was home.
Is this your Aunt Sarah? Which aunt?
I came with Sarah.
Which aunt was the one that you helped take care of her children?
Aunt, I don't know her name. I forgot her name.
Uh-huh. So did you go to school?
Yes, I went to school.
And what do you remember about school and Polish?
We used to learn Polish, Russian.
What did you speak at home? What language did you speak?
Well, people spoke Polish, but in our house we spoke Jewish.
Uh-huh. And were you a religious family? Did you observe
Yes, my father was religious. He went to shul. In the Friday, we packed up everything. And Saturday, we didn't work.
And what would you do on Saturday?
Well, we prepared some things for the next shipment that he made.
Oh, uh-huh. So, do you remember any religious occasions, like ceremonies or anything when you were there that you did?
Yeah, the Polacks, they like to be happy with that because they like the Polish is really there, it belongs to them. So they were always coming in and they give my father some work to do.
Uh-huh. Did the Polish people get along well with the Jewish people who were living there?
Or yeah, they were very happy with us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, let's see. Getting back to school again, what did you like?
I had to learn the beginning. First, I had to learn the beginning. And then from school, I had to go to night school because I couldn't go away in the daytime already. I was busy working.
How old were you when you went to night school?
Maybe 21.
Oh, well, that means you were already here in this country. But
yeah.
I'm still talking about like when you were in Poland. You went to day school there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how long did you stay in school?
How long? About 2 years. And then my father need help, so I had to come home and do the help that he couldn't get.
Uh-huh. Did your sisters and brothers help him too?
Yeah, they were younger, so they couldn't help so much.
Did your mother help him?
My mother couldn't help.
She was busy with the other children?
With her. She was cooking, she was shopping.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any foods, any meals, or any kind of dishes that your mother made that you remember that you really liked?
Yeah. He liked children. You know what it is? It's special.
They
chulent.
Chulent.
Uh huh. They like it. So she made it Friday and then we put it in the stove and it stayed overnight. And then Saturday we ate it.
What was it? What was in there?
Well, it could be meat and potatoes and good pieces of chalk, you know.
Uh huh.
Well, my mother was a good cook. So she cooked very good, but she didn't have time. She had to go see her parents lived near the border, near the German border. So she went very often.
Oh, she went all by herself?
Yeah.
Did your mother bake bread?
We baked all kinds of rolls and bread. And then it got so short in bread to buy, so she baked more we should have for the week.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the kitchen of your house? Do you remember the stove your mother had to use for baking?
No, we had to bring it to the baker.
Oh, you took it to... So your mother would roll it out?
Yeah.
In the house?
In the house. And we put it on plates, and then they put it in to bake.
I see. So your mother would roll all the bread out for the week, take it to the baker?
Yeah.
Any other food that you really liked when you were little?
We eat a lot of potatoes there. Yeah.
How about dessert or sweets? Did you have anything like that?
Yeah, we could buy it, but whoever had money bought the sweets. Uh-huh. There's a lot of stores there. They have chocolate boxes, whole boxes. Uh-huh. They have everything. They had, it was after the war, so right away they brought in good food.
I see. Do you remember the war at all? The First World War when you were in Poland?
Yeah.
What do you remember? What did you experience of the war?
Yeah, sometimes I used to get very busy in the streets and people were afraid to walk. So everybody ran home.
And you would just stay at home?
Stayed a while. A day or two, and then we start out again.
Did you ever see soldiers?
Oh, yeah, plenty. A lot of soldiers came in from Germany, and they went. There's a big city in Warsaw. Mm-hmm. From Germany, they walked. And they, that time was a Hitler. You remember?
Yeah, well, this was now the First World War, right? And the soldiers were coming from Germany.
Yeah.
Right? And you saw them in your town, in your city?
Yeah, yeah. They go through the town to Warsaw.
I see. And how did they act? Did they... What do you remember of the soldiers, you personally, what you saw?
Well, the soldiers were... They couldn't go out from their line. They had to go... With the order where they had to go. So they walked, and I don't know where they changed on the way, another way to go. They went with a lot of planes too. And they used to go with planes and throw bombs, Germans.
Did you ever see a bomb, where a bomb had been thrown?
I didn't see it because that time we didn't go out in the street. We were all hidden.
And so the soldiers would march through the town.
Yeah.
And you would go and hide until they were gone?
Yeah.
Were people very frightened at that time?
Naturally, they're afraid because we didn't know them. And they came in with such a splash that we had to hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about the boys in the town? Were they going into the army?
They took them. They didn't ask. They took all boys that belonged to the army, the age, they took them in.
When they went through the town, they took
them? They had a lot of noise, and they came in. Oh, they cleaned out all the stores, the food, and they left nothing in Poland.
Did they break into people's houses?
Well, that I don't remember.
But they broke into stores and they just took what they wanted.
They took something from the stores.
Okay, let's see. How about, do you remember any happy times when you were a little girl?
Well, I didn't have a chance to be happy or not happy. I had to go to work, and right away we were thinking about going to the United States. And I had to write letters to my aunt in Cleveland, Sylvia. She sent in tickets, and I went with her sister, and I went, and my grandmother went.
Uh-huh.
We went to Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what you knew about the United States? Why did you want to go there?
Well, there was a country that it's not like you can get a job and live on it. You gotta be a perfect food, perfect finished. They don't give anybody to work there. Only you gotta be a specialist. Wasn't so good.
Mm-hmm. So you thought you could work, you could find work in the United States and
that's
it would be
what
easier.
I thought, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My uncle had a shop.
Okay, so you're the one who wrote to your Aunt Sylvia?
Yeah.
And then she wrote back and she sent tickets?
Yes.
Okay, so do you remember packing up to go?
Oh, yeah. We were packing. We were rushing up to go fast we can.
You wanted to get out of there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember anything that you or your grandmother or anybody else took with them that they packed up to take to this country?
No, we didn't take much. We had, everyone had a satchel, and they packed up a few things and we went.
And do you remember saying goodbye to people that you knew? And
yeah, my father, he was right away sorry by our leave.
He didn't want you to go?
No.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to stay more. Uh-huh. I was afraid for the soldiers.
Yeah. So, do you remember actually physically leaving? How did you leave your town, your city? What kind of transportation did you take?
Well, they have bridges to go through. They have communication. They had, I don't remember what.
Did you go in a horse and wagon? Did you go on foot or a train?
No.
How did you leave your town?
The town? We had to go by train to Warsaw.
Uh-huh.
So, and get the visas.
Oh.
So that time we came.
Okay, so why was it decided that your grandmother would go? Why did your grandmother go with you?
I don't know why. I don't know the reason.
Uh-huh.
I think they wanted to see who's going. We came to Warsaw. We went to the council. So we had to explain, this is my grandmother, this is Helen, this is Sarah. In this way, we got the visas.
Uh-huh. So it was the three of you?
Yeah.
Sarah, your aunt, and your grandmother, and you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so did you have to stay in Warsaw?
Yes, we stayed because the council was very busy. He couldn't take everybody. So it gave us a date to stay. So we stayed maybe a week in Warsaw.
Was that the first time you had ever been to Warsaw?
Then I don't have other companies. Yeah, my aunt Sarah went with us. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother. Yeah. three people we had.
Uh-huh. And so did you, what was it like staying in Warsaw? Do you remember what it was like in Warsaw? Was that different for you?
Oh, Warsaw's like you go up in here on Fifth Avenue. Beautiful stores, everything.
So how did you feel about leaving?
Well, I had to go because if not, I'll lose a chance. My aunt wanted us to come.
So then you got your visas, and then what?
Then we came home and packed up and then back to go to the United States.
And where did you go to then?
We went to when you go to the United States, you gotta go another way. So we went to Warsaw, and then we passed to
Amsterdam, to Holland.
Holland.
And you took a train? Did you take a train?
Yes, we died in train too. But there was a finish for the war. So they had a lot of chance to ship the soldiers home. So we couldn't go. We stayed in that place, Rotterdam. Yeah. We stayed there about a month. And they shipped the soldiers home. They gave us food to stay, and they told us after they'll be through with the soldiers, we'll get the visa.
So then the war was over.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you knew that the war was over? And
I remember, yes. A Hitler. You don't know about it?
Yeah, do you remember how people acted when the war was over? Do you remember that?
Well, some days we couldn't go out in the street. We were afraid to go out. But they put him in jail, so that stopped.
Uh-huh. Okay, so tell me about your experience that whole month. You were a whole month in Rotterdam.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
They're very nice people. They gave us food, rest. They got such good food.
And did you have examinations before you got on the ship?
Yeah, you got to be examined, sure.
And what was the name of the ship you finally got to come here?
I don't remember the ship.
Oh, the Rindam.
Rindam.
Now, what was that like? Tell me about your voyage in the ship.
The ship? Well, I'm not a big rider. When I ride, I don't feel good. And my grandmother was the best rider. She had everything. And she was glad she goes to see her children. And this was a pleasure.
Uh-huh. Were you in steerage? Were you down in the bottom of the boat?
No, we weren't in the bottom.
You weren't?
No.
What kind of accommodations did you have on the boat?
Good. They shipped us in good food to the time. Every 12 o'clock we had lunch. And later they gave other pieces, they gave food. They're very nice people.
Uh-huh. So how did you enjoy the voyage?
Well, I'm not a big rider. When I ride, I get sick.
So you were sick on the trip?
Yeah, I was seasick. Uh-huh.
Do you remember when the Rindam came into the New York Harbor? Remember when the ship came into New York?
Yeah.
What was there?
We were waiting for my uncle Louis Goldberg. He should come pick us up. So So we waited, and he came and picked us up, and we went to his house.
I see. Tell me what Ellis Island was like. Can you describe it?
Ellis Island, you see the picture and the hand shows. This is Ellis Island.
Did you see that on the boat when you first came in?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what was the big building like where you had to stay until your Uncle Louis came?
It was a building that soldiers go through. But they took it over because they had a lot of soldiers coming home from the war. So they went through this building. And then was quiet. And I was waiting with my grandmother and my Aunt Sarah. And we waited for the time that we could go.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you had to stay a few days? Why did you have to stay?
Because it was just the end of the war.
Oh, because there were so many soldiers going through.
They shipped hoisted soldiers home.
I see. Uh-huh. So then did your Uncle Louis come to Ellis Island to meet you?
Yeah, he took us to Ellis Island. And then from Ellis Island we went to his house.
And did you know your Uncle Louis?
I remember him because he used to work for my father.
Uh-huh. What was it like seeing him at Ellis Island?
He was a good man. He did everything. He made the papers. He as soon as he could fix us up, we should go, he went.
Mm-hmm. So your Uncle Louis came and he took you to his house?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where was his house?
9th Street.
In the Lower East Side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And remember what struck you as when you first were here, the first few days or weeks, what struck you as very different in this country?
I didn't go that you sit here. If you want to go, you sit here. If you want to go, sit outside on the steps and relax. He didn't want me to go alone. I shouldn't lose my way home.
Uh-huh. And what did your Uncle Louis do?
Oh, he did everything. He made the papers. He and my Aunt Sarah, Sylvia from Cleveland, she did a lot. She sent us money to go to buy things what they needed, and we should be able to come.
What was your Uncle Louis doing for work when you were staying with him?
Oh, he stayed with my Uncle Abram, had a shop, making clothes, women's coats, suits. So Uncle Louis was really working for him.
I see. And it was the shop in the Lower East Side?
No, it was in the around 14th Street, a little higher up.
So you stayed around the house at first.
Yeah.
And then did you start to work or?
Then I rest up and he says, "You want to come up, see the shop?" Yes, I wanted. So when I came up, they didn't let me go home already. They picked me up at work.
They started you working in the shop?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about your Aunt Sarah? What did she do?
She didn't have no trade. So right away she met somebody there and she got married.
Oh.
It didn't take long. She was married and she moved out from my Uncle Lisa's house.
And how about your grandmother? How did she like being in this country?
The grandmother went to Cleveland.
Oh,
to the daughter.
To her daughter. So then you went every day to the shop to work?
Yeah, every day.
Uh-huh.
As long as the season lasted. sometimes we stopped working. There wasn't enough work. So we went home and cleaned our own house.
I see. Well, how was working for your uncle compared with working for your father? How did you like working for your uncle?
My uncle was a designer. He made the designs, and then he gave out to sew for the operators. He had a lot of machines working.
Oh, I see. So he had other people working there too?
Yeah.
And how did you like working there?
It was nice. You know, it's better than to work in Poland for little nothing. Here the unions started that time to pick up to that they shouldn't fool the people. So that was better.
So what did you do for a social life? Did you go to a social club?
Or club, you go to some clubs, you go in and the end of the week. We had time. We went for dancing, for talking. And that's the time we enjoyed. But working is hard. It was very hard.
So were there a lot of people from Poland who lived near your uncle and who worked for him?
My uncle lived already that time, a long time in the United States.
I see. But were there other people who had just come to this country that you saw?
Yeah. But the people had to wait till they brought all the soldiers home.
Right.
Then they gave them the boat to go.
How about learning English? Do you remember what it was like for you, learning English?
Yeah, I had to go to school.
At night you went?
Night school.
Okay, well, tell me what night school was like.
It's good. Night school is a teacher. She makes signs. And this way she gave us a chance to know the ABC. And we stay there maybe a half a year, and then we learn the English.
Good. And then did you become a citizen?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Did you take classes for that too?
I didn't have to take classes.
Let's see. So did you stay living with your uncle?
Oh my. Maybe 3 months.
And then what?
Because they want me to take to Cleveland, where my aunt lives. But I didn't want to go there. The shops are in New York. It's better to stay in New York. So I stayed with my Uncle Louis.
And when you moved out, where did you go to his house? When you moved out from your Uncle Louis?
I moved to the Bronx. From the city to the Bronx. And there I have some people that I knew them from the shop. So I ordered them if they can put me in a room. So they got me a room and I stayed with them, nice people.
Well, how come you left your uncle's house?
My uncle was moving out already from downtown. He moved someplace in the Bronx.
So did you continue working for your uncle?
Yeah.
After you moved to the Bronx?
Yeah.
Then, when did you meet your husband?
My husband. Because he comes from the same city where I come.
Oh.
His mother used to come every time to find out by my mother what's doing, where are they. So my mother had the safe in her shoulder that they're all right.
Uh-huh. So how did you meet your husband?
My husband I meet in the shop.
And did you like each other right away?
Not right away. It took time. I went to school and he didn't want to go to school. He wanted to work, that's all.
Mm-hmm. So then you started seeing him?
Then he wanted to go to school, but he said he'll lose money. If he go to school, he wouldn't be able to hold up for the people we should eat. So he went wherever he wanted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He always got jobs.
So he was also a...
He was a tailor.
Tailor. Okay, so then did you, when you got married, did you live in the Bronx?
Yeah, a while I lived in the Bronx.
And what are your children's names?
My children. Here they are.
How many children did you have?
I didn't have too many children.
No.
That's my children. This is my daughter-in-law. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, let's see. So, did you continue working? When did you stop working?
When did I stop? Maybe 2 years later when we had a store. And I was too tired to work, so he was off. So he was starting to get better with his. He made designs. He was a good tailor. Mm-hmm. So he got in a lot of work for me. Mm-hmm.
So you said that was enough.
Yeah.
And then you stayed home.
I stayed home a while. But I still went to the school and went to him to help. Uh-huh. He didn't want to go to school. Yeah, that's right.
So did he learn English, though?
Yeah. We learned English. We got to talk right away to customer. So we got to go to school first.
So what do you feel very proud of that you did in your lifetime? What makes
proud?
You feel proud?
The best thing you did, you came to the United States.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you think it made a difference that you started out in Poland and lived for 20 years there and then came to this country? Do you think that had a big effect on you?
No, I liked it here.
You liked it from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever want to go back?
No. No, I didn't want to.
So then once you were here, did any of the rest of your family come over?
Yeah, whatever. Two brothers came. Joe and Harry. What others? Who else I had? Molly wasn't even born. Mm-hmm. I had another sister. That's all.
Helpful. Mm-hmm. So were you helpful in having your brothers come over here?
Yes, we had to help. My aunt from Cleveland, she sent them tickets, and I sent the rest of the money.
So did you ever go to Cleveland?
I was in Maybe once I was in Cleveland.
Is there anything else that you remember about when you were getting settled in this country and living in this country? Is there anything else that you liked about being here?
I liked it right away.
Uh-huh.
Because that time was going on the big war. And we came here, it was nice and quiet.
Okay, I'm going to pause here for a second. Okay, we're resuming again. So you mentioned that you stopped working at one point, and then you had a child?
Yeah.
And what was your child's name?
Lee.
Uh-huh. And now you have grandchildren?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many grandchildren do you have?
You see him?
Two?
Who, she got more.
You got one more that isn't
That's
here?
Four.
Uh-huh. Great. And so then you went back to working, even though you said it was enough.
Yeah, I had to go back.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, is there anything else that you can think of that has to do with coming to this country? Did you ever go back to Poland?
No. My husband went. He was lonesome for his home. He went to Germany. From Germany, the mother came, and they met, and he went back to the United States.
But you didn't want to go with him?
No, they didn't want to go. They lived in Cleveland. They still live in Cleveland, my family.
Wait, after your son was born, yeah. Then you traveled a little bit?
We had to go because he wanted to live in Mexico.
What was that like, going there?
Well, it's a nice country, and stay out, and go and enjoy itself, and go back. Mm-hmm. Go back home to Poland.
Mm-hmm. So when you were living in Brooklyn, you traveled then to California and Mexico?
I didn't live in Brooklyn, did I? Yeah. I forgot.
That's okay.
It's a long time.
Yeah, a long time ago. Uh-huh. So what would you say has given you a lot of pleasure since you came to this country?
Oh, we had the peace of mind. Because there was fighting. The Germans were rough for the people. So it was plenty of trouble. But when I left Kelzer, it was getting better that time already. I sent for my father.
You sent for your father to come to this country?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he came?
He came.
And how did he like it here?
Now, he wanted to work for his brother. The same shop where I worked.
Uh-huh.
So he worked there.
And did your mother come here too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how did your mother and father like it in the country?
They liked it.
So they stayed here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Great. Okay, well, is there anything else you can think of that you remember from the time you were a little girl and in Poland? When you think of Poland now, what do you think of?
It's not a bad country, but that time was wartime. Everything was mixed up.
Uh-huh. And how about this phase in your life? in your old age, how do you like this time in your life?
This is very nice. It's good to live here. Uh-huh. It's better than Poland. Poland is only the rich people live good, but the middle class work hard and they got nothing.
Okay. Well, I think we'll stop here. I want to thank you very much.
You. I thank you for taking me for this year to remind my head.
Well, you did great. Okay, I've been talking with Helen Skolnick, and we're here in Massapequa, Long Island, New York.
Yeah.
And it's August 3rd, 1994. Helen is, let's see, you must be 93. Now.
I don't know my age. 93,
yeah. 93 years old, yeah. Okay, and we're here with Helen's, two of Helen's grandchildren,
yeah,
and her daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service, and I'm signing off. And thank you very much.
Thank you.